Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Temple Grandin joining us in just a moment.
If you own horses or other livestock that you keep in a barn, you need to hear this message. If your horses or cattle could talk, they'd probably be saying, dust, flies, heat, oh my. Why not install a Simply Cool Atomizer Misting Fan? The only one of its kind. Clears dust, prevents flies, lowers the temp. It doesn't drip or get your livestock wet. For information about this revolutionary new misting fan, call 405-241-9937 or go to simplycoolsolutions.com.
Dr. Temple Grandin is a professor of livestock behavior and welfare at Colorado State, well known for her groundbreaking work when it comes to animal welfare. Dr. Grandin talked with us after her presentation at the Statewide Women in Agriculture Conference in Oklahoma City. We talked about several things, including the need for animal agriculture to be more transparent in everything we do for the general public.
Absolutely. And I've worked with Janet Riley at the North American Meat Institute on the Glass Walls videos. We've got beef plant video tour and pork plant video tour, lamb plant and turkey plant video tour. We need to be showing what we do, because if we don't show what we do, other people will show it, and they'll show it in a really nasty way. We've got to just explain what we do.
Are we handling animals better today?
Absolutely. That is the bright spot. Animal handling has greatly improved. I started out in the 70s. In the 70s, animal handling was totally horrible. It was really horrible all through the 80s and early 90s. And then the last 10 years or so, it's really taken a big turn for the improvement. You got a lot of people teaching cattle handling classes. When I first started, I was sort of the lone pioneer on this. What I have found is people want the thing, the fancy new thing. I've been designing corrals and things for years. But getting people to operate things correctly was difficult. But now people are really caring. My student Ruth Woeywode went to 28 large feed yards. It's about 2 years ago, Colorado, Kansas, and Nebraska. And I'm happy to say the electric produce score was like 4%. That's doing really good. It used to be 500%. Cattle handling is getting better. The big operations really been making a big push to improve cattle handling. That is definitely one of the bright spots.
No, one of the slides you showed early on, you talked about the stunning of beef animals, cattle as they go into a beef harvest or a beef packing plant.
Yes.
is improved from dramatically, say, from just a few years ago.
Well, I collected baseline data for the USDA and published it in 1997. And only 30% of beef plants could shoot 95% of the cattle with a single shot because the stunner was broken. Then in 1999, I was hired by McDonald's Corporation to audit the plants for animal handling. We used a simple scoring system because you manage things you measure. How many cattle did you shoot with the first shot? How many cattle fell down during handling or hit with electric prod during handling? And the stunning scores immediately skyrocketed because people had to fix broken equipment. Also, we were able to get a lot of the plants, most of the plants, into a really high standard without rebuilding everything.
With the folks like the Humane Society and others that are really attacking some of the conventional things that we do, how do we best deal in a way that we take good care of the animals, but yet we protect the way that the way of being able to produce meat for America?
Well, there's some housing that's going to have to be changed. And then we got to do what Fair Oaks Farm has done outside of Chicago, a big, gigantic dairy, indoor, huge dairy. It's open to the public. They also have a pig farm called Pig Adventure. It's an indoor, fully slatted. Now, they do have no gestation stalls, but they have electronic sow feeders. But it's an indoor, I'm not going to use that word factory farm, but it is a intensive indoor unit, open to the public. They've got it glassed in for biosecurity, but people can see everything. It's the way I look at it is, we can't put all the pigs out outside again. You can't totally get rid of large-scale practices. You have to use it. But there's some things you got to change, and then you need to open up the door and show the public. And I think Fair Oaks is doing a fabulous job at that.
Open up your doors and show the public what you're doing. Words of wisdom from Dr. Temple Grandin, professor of livestock behavior and welfare at Colorado State University, and truly a legend when it comes to designing livestock handling facilities and working with a lot of different parts of the industry in trying to protect the welfare and the well-being of the animals that we're raising.
National Livestock. They've been around since 1932, and they're dedicated to being your first choice for cattle marketing, order buying services, and cattle financing. Because of the cooperative structure and spirit, the employees and directors of the National Livestock family of companies are committed to the success of the cattle industry and those involved in the cattle business. Whether you're buying or selling cattle or looking for financing, their staff's knowledge and experience is unparalleled. For more information, contact National Livestock Credit at 1-800-310-0220.
At your Beef Buzz, have a good day, everybody. I'm Farm Director Ron Hayes reporting.